Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Clearing the collapsed Key Bridge.
It is an enormous debris field.
Fallen crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried
faces a 25-year sentence.
House Speaker sending Senate Mayorkas impeachment articles.
He says he'll do that April 10th.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. With the search for four missing workers on hold, the salvage operation and investigation are underway after the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Forensic operations techs from various state and federal agencies are helping to analyze data from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve at the scene with just how big of a task this is.
A giant piece of the bridge that's resting on the bow. They estimate that weighs between 3 and 4,000 tons. Here's the problem. The biggest crane on the East Coast can only lift 1,000 tons. It will be here tonight. But in order to move all of that debris, they're going to have to cut that section into pieces and then slowly lift it off that giant cargo ship. Once the work starts, it will be a 24/7 operation around the clock until this channel is clear and the port can reopen.
The U.S. Transportation Department is making available $60 million to rebuild the Key Bridge. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is sentenced to 25 years in prison for his role in the collapse of his cryptocurrency company. CBS's Errol Barnett with details.
Bankman-Fried addressed the Southern District of New York courtroom apologizing, but saying that he wasn't selfish, just made a series of bad decisions. Judge Lewis Kaplan rejected that and said Sam Bankman-Fried said one thing to the public, that he supported regulation, while privately saying, quote, F expletive regulators.
Bankman-Fried's attorneys plan to appeal. A 22-year-old man is now charged with four counts of first-degree murder after yesterday's Northern Illinois stabbing rampage. Christian Soto is also charged with seven counts of attempted murder and home invasion with a dangerous weapon. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara.
Our focus today and in the coming weeks as Mayor of Rockford is taking care of those directly impacted and our community at large.
No word on a motive. House Speaker Mike Johnson will send two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Next, the Senate will hold a trial with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer swearing in the senators as jurors on April 11th. House Republicans impeached the Homeland Security Secretary over the migration crisis at the southern border. But conviction is unlikely. Democrats say there is no evidence of an impeachable offense.
On Wall Street today, the Dow and S&P set end-of-the-month records. The Nasdaq fell 20 points. Now this.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Judges at the International Court of Justice in The Hague have ordered Israel to increase the amount of humanitarian aid it lets into Gaza. Reporter Lauren Comito.
Citing the catastrophic living conditions of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, world court judges unanimously ordered Israel to cooperate with the UN. They say Israel must immediately allow the unhindered provision at scale of basic humanitarian assistance into Gaza. An ad hoc Israeli judge also voted in favor of the increased measures, which were first ordered in January. Judges now say they don't go far enough to address the continuing deterioration of living conditions in Gaza. Lauren Comito for CBS News, The Hague.
CBS's David Martin with the latest on a small flotilla of U.S. Army ships heading to the coast of Israel.
Then they will begin assembling the floating dock and mobile causeway that will be used to deliver relief supplies to Gaza.
They're expected to arrive by April 21st. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A bus crash in South Africa near Mamatlakala has killed at least 45 people. The Department of Transport says the driver lost control and collided with barriers on a bridge, causing the bus to go over the bridge and hit the ground where it went up in flames. Some bodies burned beyond recognition. In Rome, Pope Francis has begun 4 days of events leading to Easter. Holy Thursday commemorates the day of Jesus' Last Supper with his apostles the night before he died. Today, the Pope presided over a traditional foot-washing ritual in the women's section of a Rome prison. A new report details that binge drinking is impacting more women and leading to more heart problems. CBS's medical contributor, Dr. Celine Gounder.
The traditional thinking has been that women don't have to worry that much about heart disease until they're older. But this research shows that even young or middle-aged women might be at risk if they're heavy drinkers or binge drinkers.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Would you trust a self-driving car? WWJ's Jeff Gilbert says most people answered that question with a resounding no.
Two-thirds of drivers tell the AAA they're afraid of self-driving vehicles. Traffic safety specialist Gary Bubar says recent incidents have had an impact.
That makes people very wary of trusting that technology. But yet, we found that there are about 10% of the respondents to our survey that found they would be perfectly happy falling asleep while their car was driving them.
25% of drivers remain unsure on the concept of self-driving cars. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich marks a year behind bars tomorrow following his arrest by Russian authorities who accuse him of espionage but have offered no supporting evidence. Gerskovich, his employer, and the U.S. government deny the allegations. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, March 28, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.